Hi, I'm Tony Robinson, and you're now at post 7 of the Happy Valley and Farthing Downs Nature Trail, and this bit is about the Saxon Cemetery. Looking to your left at this post, you may notice in the distance a large hump on either side of the path. These are Saxon burial mounds. As we've already seen, by Saxon times, this area had become a cemetery. The bodies were covered with a low mound or barrow, similar to those of prehistoric times. The graves were cut into the solid chalk and were less than 3 feet deep. The bodies were laid with their heads pointing towards the west, and this shows the beginnings of Christian influence in this part of England. It's thought that the original Saxon cemetery contained about 16 burial mounds, dating from the 7th and 8th centuries. These were excavated between 1770 and 1949, revealing finds of skeletons, weapons and ornaments. Finds from these surveys were sent to the Guildford Museum and the Ashmolean Museum, where they're available for study. More recent excavations were carried out in 2005 and 2006. One of the most interesting finds was a drinking vessel made of staves of wood, bound together and decorated with serpents of bronze gilt. It's believed that one of the skeletons may have been that of a Saxon chief called Cuthred, after whom it's thought the area was called Cuthred's Down. In 967 AD, Farthing Downs was known as Cudred's Dun. By 1086, this is thought to have been pronounced Coalsdon, which is thought to be the origin of the name Coalsdon. To continue walking the trail, turn right and follow the path towards the beech trees on the horizon until you reach a four-fingered waymarking post. This is post number 8. Bye.